On the KSRO live line with us, as he has been throughout the night, Sonoma County Fire District Chief Mark Hine. Chief Hine, how are you holding up?
Doing okay, Pat. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, good to hear. We understand. Can you talk about the Calistoga Road part of the fire and perhaps the area, you know, in the general vicinity of Maria Carrillo High?
Yeah, you bet, Pat. So over the last 2 or 3 hours, that's where a big focus of our attention has been. The winds really picked up here about 4:30 this morning, and it blew embers and spot fires all over the Calistoga Road area in the area of Maria Carrillo High School. That we had some embers land in the high school, and that resulted in one of the classrooms being destroyed by fire. But they were able to contain that before it destroyed the rest of the school. The firefight has been on all night long in all of these residential communities, off of Skyhawk, off of Highway 12, and off of the Calistoga Road area. So some structures damaged, several structures destroyed, but firefighters have done a good job of saving many, many homes so far.
That is indeed good news. And no word of any injuries for firefighters?
Not that I'm aware of, Pat.
Very good.
It's a dangerous time right now. The wind and the way this fire has behaved has been very difficult to keep up with it.
And, well, it seems to be going in so many different directions.
It does. It's going in multiple different directions right now. That's been exceptionally challenging to try to keep up with.
And talk about, Chief, if you could, talk about the entrance being really guarded by firefighters of Annadel Park.
So the fire did get across Highway 12 in the early morning hours last night and started making its way towards the base of Annadel Park. We just received word a little while ago that there are some spot fires in Annadel State Park. So that's going to be a major focus of firefighting efforts this morning. It's going to be a difficult day for us. Temperatures are supposed to be exceptionally hot. Humidity is going to remain low. We still have the winds to deal with. And unfortunately, we have a really thick layer of smoke, which means it'll be difficult for us to fly a firefighting aircraft.
And Chief Hine, it wasn't too long ago this morning, certainly this hour, that we got word that evacuation warnings had turned into evacuation orders for the areas of Summerfield and Spring Lake Park. Is that directly relative to the fire's proximity to Annadel?
It is. As soon as the fire got across Highway 12 in the early morning hours, those communities went under the evacuation orders. Again, always erring on the side of safety and just really strong precaution to get those folks out of harm's way.
Very good. And I want to mention, too, that the area of Los Alamos, and we have an understanding that many homes were lost in that region and also adjacent to Los Alamos alongside Highway 12. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, that's correct. So late last evening when the fire first came over the ridgeline from the Napa Valley side of the ridge, the fire took a path down Los Alamos Road. So crews were in there really in a deep battle trying to keep that fire out of that community up there. They'll be back in there all morning this morning trying to do a little bit of damage assessment and see what's going on up in there. So,
very good. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of damage assessment to be done, obviously, with it being, well, semi-light outside anyway, that that information can begin to be garnered. There are 5,000 people, Chief Hine, who will insist that I ask you about the current status of Oakmont.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So Oakmont went under the evacuation order when it appeared that there was a threat the fire was going to get across Highway 12. So the last report I got, which is about 45 minutes old or so now, is the fire did get across Highway 12, but not get itself into the Oakmont community.
Did not get itself into the Oakmont community. Heavy sigh of relief by 5,000 people, and that's got to stand for something. And so what will Cal Fire's continued and increased relationship with Sonoma County firefighters bring us, and hopefully bring us soon?
You know, CAL FIRE is such a great partner to us. We act as one fire agency when fires like this happen, regardless of what patches or who our employee fire agency is. We have mutual aid requests that have been placed since the beginning of the fire getting into Sonoma County across the state of California, so we hope that many of those resources have arrived overnight and will continue to stream into Sonoma County at the morning hours this morning.
Yep, there is much to unfold. Chief Hine, do you have any idea how big this thing is at present?
You know, I was asked what the acreage of this particular fire is found, and I don't know the answer to that, but I can tell you that this fire started on the Napa side of the ridgeline that runs along St. Helena Road, mm-hmm. and it's made its way all the way down to Highway 12, across Highway 12, and moving to Annandale State Park. So that should give folks a little bit of a glimpse of the size.
Yeah, and it did it comparatively quickly as well.
Very quickly. So this really, the firefight for us in Sonoma County here in Santa Rosa began around 10 o'clock last night, and so we're not even 12 hours into this.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously much more to come. At what point do you think, Chief, we will start to get some numbers about acreage or damages?
Well, I think those will start trickling in today. Once we get a little light of the day right now, it's just starting to appear. And particularly, we can get our firefighting aircraft up in the air today because they do the best mapping for us and give us an idea of the complexity of the fire.
That makes perfect sense, and we are all hoping the same thing, that the aircraft can get into the air for that purpose and for the reason we love them so, to provide some air support for our firefighters. Chief Hine, thank you again. I don't know how you're still standing, but I'm glad you are, and thank you for participating this morning.
Well, you're very welcome, Pat.
That is Chief Mark Hine from the Sonoma County Fire District. Okay, so the fire over on Calistoga Road and behind the area of Maria Creo High. New piece of information this morning that there were some embers or some small starts on the Maria Creo campus. However, one classroom there has been destroyed.